I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show from the surface of the planet Earth. Thanks to Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black, we're going to the surface of the planet Mars. Not one, but two rovers to report on, the Perseverance and the Curiosity. First, we'll go to the questions about the old-fashioned one, the Curiosity. Bob, I want a Curiosity report because it's getting, you know, put in the shadows like an older brother who's no longer cute. All is well with Curiosity. Is that correct?
Oh, even better than well. Last week I did a rover update for both Curiosity, for all the rovers that are everywhere, including on the moon right now. But I wanted to do it. What's inspired me to do it is this, that the press has been going gaga over the images and the news from Perseverance. I'm not saying that's wrong, but at the same time, I saw Curiosity send down a spectacular series of images that I put together as a panorama of where it is right now. And what's interesting about Curiosity is after 8 years of eight plus years of travel on Mars in Gale Crater, the rover has finally reached the absolute base of the mountain, Mount Sharp. And so it's now in really spectacular mountainous terrain. It's about to move up the mountain and into the canyons that are at the base of the mountain. And so this panorama was really cool. So I posted it and to give an update so people get an idea of where we are and where it's going and what it's going to do. And it's all functioning well. There's a lunar planetary conference going on right now, and basically they're now giving updates about what 8 years have told them, and 8 years have told them that somehow a lake came and went multiple times in Gale Crater, and they don't know how that lake could exist in the cold and thin atmosphere of Mars, but it was there. And that this is a mystery that still needs to get solved, but it was unquestionably there, and that's what Curiosity has told them. Now, getting to Perseverance, because it's the new boy on the block, it has now moved about 500 feet. It has done its first drive. It's unwound its robot arm. Everything is functioning. I have on Behind the Black a post which shows the route, the options routes they're going to go. After they've gotten baseline information for the location it landed on, and they're still doing that, their next task will be to find a clear flat area, because the next thing they're going to do is deploy the Ingenuity helicopter. And they'll put it down on a flat surface, Perseverance will move away, and then that robot helicopter will have a 30-day test period to see if it can function. And so that's what they're prepping for right now, John, and that's quite exciting.
And do we have an understanding of their direction after they launch Ingenuity?
I posted on Behind the Black. If you go and search for Perseverance, you will see the map.
Yeah,
they posted a map.
I'm looking at Nerevita Valley.
Nerevita
Vallis, yes.
Yes, they're in Jezero Crater, and they're near this giant, what looks like a delta of mud that flowed out of that valley, that gap in the rim. And they're going to go up on the delta, but they have now two routes they have to choose to get to the delta, and they haven't made the decision yet about which route they're going to go. And, you know, I'll have rover updates as they make this decision and they move forward. I do want to go back to Curiosity, because being at the base of the mountain, right at the base of these mountains, they're now standing next to the biggest cliff they've ever been next to, and I have another post on Behind the Black showing their close-up of that cliff, as well as the mountains beyond. Once again, the views from Curiosity, unlike Perseverance for a long time, Perseverance is not going to really show us much in terms of spectacular sightseeing terrain for a long time. It's out in the plains. But Curiosity is now in the mountains, and every picture they take shows that is great. And this picture takes a look at the far view where they're going to go, as well as this cliff. And what's really interesting about the cliff is the multiple thin layers in that cliff. More evidence that in Gale Crater, if there was a lake, there were multiple lakes. There was multiple climatic events, either the seasonal or over eons, that lay layers down.
Nothing looks more like sedimentary rock than that, Bob. Nothing.
Yeah, and the thing is, what, you know, this is untangling the entire history of Mars to a certain extent. And what it really tells us is that we know nothing yet. And we're only getting gobs of information which to fit together is difficult because we don't have a wider view yet. And it's going to take decades. Perseverance is going to help do this because we'll have now two different data sets. But that's only two. So it's going to take a long time. And these images from Curiosity that are going to come down over the next 2 years are going to be amazing and really give us that view for the
Bob, first there's time. There's one hill that looks all white. Is that ice? Is that snow? It looks like snow.
What, from Curiosity?
Yeah,
pictures?
From Curiosity.
No, no. Well, that's that white material in the distant hill you're talking about.
Right.
That's called the sulfate layer. It is the color of the rock. It is very high in sulfate materials, which suggests it's above where the lake was, but there was some water-related chemistry involved in creating it. And they have a few more years before the nuclear power source on Curiosity dies out. And in the talk today, they very much said they really would like to get up to that sulfate layer before that happens, which is going to require doubling the climb that they've done so far. So they climbed about 450 meters, what is that, about 1,500 feet in the last 8 years. They've got to climb about 2,000 feet in the next 3 years before their power starts to weaken.
All right.
That's their goal right now.
You're looking at what you call blobby craters about accessible water. Is this for future manned missions?
No, this has to do with just trying to understand that overview of Mars. I've talked about this before, that on Mars, we now pretty much know that from 30 degrees poleward, away from the equator, you're going to find lots of evidence of ice. You're going to find lots of glaciers in the 30 to 60 degree band, and beyond that, you're going to find shallow ice table, increasingly closer to the surface and thicker as you get closer to the poles. That's what they're finding now. And the blobby craters that I post this image on and behind the black illustrate that, because this is a crater that's north of the glacial band, and it shows that these impacts landed in a place where there's almost certainly an ice layer under the surface. And it's just indicating that we're getting a much better sense, and I wanted to show this in this post, we're getting a much better sense now of the overall presence of ice on Mars and where the water is. It's pretty pervasive. This is Antarctica. It's not the Sahara Desert. But is it lower than 30 degrees latitude? And that's the question we don't yet have answered, John.
And the planet of many glaciers. We have about 30 seconds, Bob.
This is exactly the same point. And this gets down to the Tianwen-1 rover that China is going to land in May or June. That's going to land at about the lowland plains, but at about 24 degrees latitude, where so far we have no evidence of ice. It's going to look underground to see if there's ice underground. If it finds it, we know there's more ice closer to the equators. If it doesn't find it, we've delineated where the ice is.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.